at Telford Town Park, or you could hear that there. I've got a little fountain thing, and there's buckets on it, and they randomly throw water over the kids if they're in the wrong place at the wrong time.
The buckets fill up and they become unstable at the top.
Right.
They tip over and the water drops, and because the kids don't know which one is going to be full of water, so if it's blunted, you might just get caught underneath it, trying to avoid them difficult.
You can hear them splashing, can't you? Well, you see. Yeah.
The water stopped filling up in that one bucket. It must be diverted to another.
Right.
Thing. I suppose that's part of the random thing. And there's a thing like a car wash. It's like a hoop, and there's water spraying out of the hoop side of it into the centre. And the kids have got to try and run through it before it starts spraying.
Right.
They're all the kids are absolutely sopping wet. They don't care.
They worked this out around Telford, didn't they? The way they redesigned it.
Yes.
It's got nice restaurants, hasn't it? And
oh, yes.
Park benches and Wonderland, and what, and you've got rugby going on, a load of different teams playing right there, and the rugby fields, kids
and
that.
And there's some wooded areas with like meadow grassing, so you can, you know, let the adults open up and had a lovely run, and they haven't interfered with anybody.
You got the ducks?
Yeah, oh, Sasha found out about them. Didn't she, which fall
off? After last time when she ran after them and realised that they were in the water.
She fell in.
Yeah. They've got all sorts of things for kids, haven't they?
Yeah, yeah. They've got a little train that takes you down to Wonderland. And this water park here. You can hire a bike or a tandem.
Yeah.
And you can hire a bike that's got like a little covered buggy thing on the back. If you've got a toddler and you want to just put it in the back and dad can cycle with toddlers.
It's almost like a mini holiday park, isn't it?
It's great. I love it here, I do.
It's everything Wolverhampton just haven't done.
I mean, if you had got little young children, you know, all you've got to do is pack a nice big picnic into a rucksack and you'd spend all day here and very little money because all of this is free.
Yeah, and I suppose it attracts people to food place, isn't it, doesn't it?
Well, it's on the, you can walk through doors into the shopping mall. So, of course, people might go in and go to Primark and Debenhams and Phones for Us and what have you.
Smart move.
And of course, there's Greggs and Subways. You can go and grab your sandwiches if you haven't done your own picnic. And it's also here is the International Centre, which is the Telford equivalent of the NEC.
Yeah.
You've got Tenpin Bowling, you've got ice skating, you've got the Snow Dome if you want to come and do some indoor skiing or that skateboarding, snowboarding things. I can tell how sporty I am, can't
I? Yeah, I can.
And then there are about five different play, soft, light play areas.
Oh, yeah, soft play for kids.
And it, there are each area for a particular age group. So you haven't got big kids, you know, frightening little ones by putting the roundabout too fast, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's incredibly well designed.
Yeah, yeah, and it makes you wonder how they've got away with it in Telford, yet you've got other places much bigger, and they haven't gone down, been able to, or have chosen to go down this road.
There's,
I mean, Wolverhampton's
little
a ghost town in comparison, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Shocking, really. Yeah, it's a city city.
I mean, here they've got concessions. You can get ice creams or a bag of chips or a little visitor centre. You know, there's loads of places you can get a coffee. So, I mean, they're making their money through that as well.
They need a little man-made beach now, don't they?
Yeah. Mind you, I suppose this is it, isn't it? You know, with this water pouring for the children. Only, oh.
Yeah, there goes one of the little things. And
yeah, it's just started filling. Right, it's filling now, if you listen. Just filling. Starting to become a little bit unstable now. It's almost there. It's going to tip. It's just tipping over, ready?
And that child that's moaning, I don't think the parents have like deliberately thrust it underneath and held it there till the bucket comes, and that's why it's great. I think it's
probably
cold. Yeah, he's upset for another reason, I think. It's not like torture.
He's the one whose nanny dragged him off the seat to have to sit near the two dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, we are actually allowed in the park as well, you know.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to hurt anybody, are they?
They're not. not touching anybody. They're nowhere near anybody.
I don't think they'd go under them waters, would they?
Mind you, if it's random, they might not have much choice, might they?
But there are other dogs with them, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Tilly and Sasha. Tilly and Asta.
Yeah, they'd have been
no problem.
You wouldn't have got Tilly out.
No, she'd have been in there with the kids.
Tilly would have been in the lake with a bit, actually.
You can have a bit of lunch in with it, Alma, and a cup of coffee.
I think they might go to the harvester and have a bite of lunch and a coffee.
Can you sit outside there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you'll need two damp dogs.
Yeah.
Even I'm not going to get away with getting them in there, even though I have special skills.
Is it the dogs that you... No, the dog's right. It's your twat of a husband. I'm not letting him in.
Has your husband been rolling around in pot food?
Yeah.